This is the Gospel Way with the Fairfield Church of Christ.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
It's truly wonderful to be with you today, to turn to God's Word just for a little bit, and to look at it. Did Jesus say, be true to yourself? That's something we hear a lot. I mean, it's a very noble sounding thing. Be true to yourself. Be who you are. That sort of thing. But is that actually something that Jesus said? Is that actually something that would work? We have to go back to Proverbs, the 14th chapter, verse 12, and chapter 16 and verse 25, and we really need to pay attention to these words here. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. If I was to get up in the morning and say I'm going to be true to myself, and I'm just going to do whatever I, as a person, feel is truth, whatever I determine is truth, and if it's different tomorrow, well, so be it. Then it's different to me tomorrow. And the day after that, if it's a little bit different, then, well, I'm going to be true to myself that day. There's a way that seems right to a man, and we all know when we look at our lives that these things sway back and forth and change over time. There's a way that seems right to a man, but here's the big thing. But its end is the way of death. And we're not talking worldly death, although certainly that could be a result, but we're talking about life eternal. So is it best just to be true to myself and what I think and what I feel? Well, in Luke 9:23, we read these words from our Lord. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, and get this, let him deny himself. It's necessary for me to deny all of these worldly things, all of these emotional feelings and worldly things and wants and desires and all of these things. It's necessary for me to deny those and to go to Christ. That is going to be the way that is right. Not my way personally, not anyone's way personally, but we need to look to Christ to have that right way. You know, with the Apostle Paul, we can go to Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20. And it's like, well, you know, he was the Apostle Paul, and he was inspired of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, and all of these things, and he was uplifted so high spiritually. Folks, the Apostle Paul had to go to Christ, had to live in Christ, had to deny himself, just as the way we're supposed to, as we are encouraged to do, to come to Christ. And let's read his words. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. He has obeyed the gospel of Christ just the same way that we are to obey it today. It is no longer I who live, the Apostle Paul says, and here it is, but Christ lives in me. And that's denying myself and turning and following Christ. It's that total. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The words of Christ, the teachings of Christ. And the life, the Apostle Paul goes on, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. He who loved me and gave himself for me. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, giving himself on that cross for all mankind. When I come to him through obedience to the gospel, I deny myself and I choose to live in Christ. I choose for Christ to be my life. Not the way that seems right, not being true to myself in a worldly sense, but being true to God in Christ. In Philippians 1:21, again, the words of Paul, he writes, "For to me," in four words, if we want a slogan, this would be the four words. "For to me," don't count those, or it'll be seven. Here's the four words: "To live is Christ." To live is Christ. Obedience to the gospel, denying ourselves, turning to Christ, Christ living in us, in the actual act of living in this world, of walking through this world, of exchanging thoughts and views and communicating with everyone in this world. Everything is to live with Christ. He's number one in that agenda. Christ and his word. Being true to yourself is one thing, worldly. But the most important thing is being true to God in Christ, because that extends beyond this world. It extends to forever upon forever. In John 17, when we turn to our Lord's Prayer in that chapter, we read this in verse 17 of John 17. "Sanctify them by your truth." This being our Lord praying to God. "Sanctify them by your truth," and them as the apostles who have brought the inspired word down to us. "Sanctify," make them righteous, make them holy by your truth. And we may ask, well, what is truth? If I'm going to be true to God in Christ, what is truth? John 17, 17, "Your word is truth." And folks, that's the truth. That's the truth that we should be driving our lives. It's the truth we should be driven by. That's the truth, and the only truth that's going to last beyond this world. In Acts, the 26th chapter, verse 25, the Apostle Paul speaks of the word of God, which he is speaking as the words of truth and reason. 2 Corinthians 6, 7, the word of truth. Ephesians 1, 13, the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2, 15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing, and here it is again, the word of truth. James 1, 18, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Being true to yourself, being true to God in Christ, are two different things. Being true to God in Christ is turning to that truth, the word of truth, the New Testament of Christ, which our Savior bled for and shed his blood for on the cross for remission of sins.
Christ the Lord.
Why don't you join us at the Fairfield Church of Christ in going to that word? Join us in that cause. It is our utmost concern to worship our Lord as closely as possible to the way the church in the New Testament did. We follow the precious, inspired words in the New Testament of Christ to be saved, to live, and conduct our services. It is our cause, the cause of Christ. We do not use manuals, rule books, or any other man-made guidelines or rules. The additions, deletions, and twisting of man, well, we reject those. We do not report to a corporate headquarters, nor are we bound by councils of men or votes that are held at distant conventions. We are bound by and beholden to the Word of God, and only the Word of God, that precious New Testament of Christ handed down to us. And the head of the church, the authority of the church, well, Christ is the head of the church, his body. Won't you come join us in our simple plea for everyone to return to the pure Word of God? Just the Bible for just Christians. We meet on Sundays for Bible study at 9:30 in the morning and then for worship at 10:30 in the morning. And also on Sunday, we have a 6 o'clock p.m. worship. On Wednesdays, we meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Bible study. If you would like to study the Bible, that pure Word of God, with a correspondence course by mail or in person at your home or our building, don't hesitate to contact us by, well, you can contact us by email at fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. That's one word, fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. Or you can call us any time of night or day at 618-847-7202. Until next time, Lord willing, this has been the Fairfield Church of Christ with the Gospel Way.